Hey guys, happy spring. I feel like spring should start in March, but it seems like the whole world is lacking with the sunshine. So we are finally getting some sun here in Spain, which is really nice. And I feel like with spring, there always comes a wave of everybody wanting to do a sugar cleanse. I don't know if it's something about summer coming up or about being after Easter, or I don't know what it is, but I feel like everybody's talking about eliminating sugar, which there's nothing wrong with it. But if you want to eliminate sugar or cleanse from sugar, then it should be done the right way. And this episode is not going to be, because to heal or to be healthy or to hit your health goals, you really do not have to eliminate sugar completely. I promise it's not unnecessary. It's just learning how to have a healthy relationship with sugar so you can enjoy it mindfully and not obsess over it and not feel guilty over it. So sometimes doing a little sugar cleanse to kind of reset your system and your taste buds and your relationship with sugar can help. It's not for everybody, for sure, but it definitely is. And it's something that has helped me previously in my journey. But the goal is definitely not to eliminate sugar. The sugar is always going to be around. You're always going to want to enjoy a little bit of cake or a little bit of whatever your favorite sweets are without fully restricting and getting all crazy extreme about it. But anyways, I just went on a little tangent about that. The goal in today's episode is to, if you're trying to eat less sweets, instead of telling yourself that you're going to eliminate or avoid sugar, you actually want to kind of get to the root cause of why you're craving so much sugar or why you overdo it with sugar. So we're going to talk about ways and things that you can do in order to kind of control those sugar cravings. So whether you're doing a reset, complete elimination, or you're just like, okay, I feel like I'm having too much sugar. I'm craving that chocolate all the time. I overdo it when there's cake around me. I dig into the office donuts every morning. So these are some things that you can do to make it so that you are just not so tempted to eat sugar and you don't overdo it when you do eat it. Okay, so first thing that you probably need to do to tackle those sugar cravings is have more protein in the morning. This was a game changer for me early on in my journey, and it has been for many of our members as well. And that's because when you consume protein, you reduce your hunger hormones and you release more satiety hormones such as GLP-1 and PYY, and these keep you feeling full and satisfied for longer. And that especially helps reduce your desire to eat sugary foods. So it's especially important to get enough protein in the morning because the amount of protein that you get in the morning will dictate your cravings for the entire day. So even yes, like at that 4 p.m. slump or after dinner, if you break your fast in the morning with enough protein, it will set you up for more success for the entire day. So you want to try to get around 20 to 30 grams of protein in the morning. And that's whenever you break your fast. That's a whole other conversation of when that happens. But whenever you break your fast, you want to get 20 to 30 grams. And this is not an episode about how to get protein, so I'll just give some quick examples. But you can do things like Greek yogurt, a quality protein powder. You can add hemp seeds. There's many, many, many things that you can do. But just find a way to get 20 to 30 grams of protein. The second thing that you can do to tackle sugar cravings is make sure that you're eating enough. I think so many of us are stuck in like dieting cycles and food restrictions and elimination diets that actually just make us crave sugar more. And many times we just need to eat more. So make your meals bigger, make sure you're nourishing yourself with enough real food, because many times these diets and these food restrictions and eliminations are just counterproductive. You're being quote unquote good all day or saving calories all day, but then your hunger hormones go out of whack and that leads to sugar cravings in the afternoon and after dinner. So really just make sure that you're eating enough and nourishing yourself with plenty of whole foods at every meal. The third thing that you should do to make sure you're tackling your sugar cravings is check that you're not missing any nutrients. So if you're not eating enough nutrient-dense foods, it can cause mineral deficiencies and that leads to sugar cravings. So this is specifically true for things such as zinc, magnesium, iron, chromium, and some others. And I personally see this most often in our practice with magnesium because magnesium is required to produce insulin and regulate blood sugar levels. And around 300 to 600 other reactions in the body. And so making sure you're getting enough magnesium from real foods, most importantly, because that's what your body knows how to use best. And if not, supplementing and just making sure that you're supplementing in the, with the right form, because many forms of magnesium aren't well absorbed. So making sure that you're choosing the right one and the right brand that your body can actually use properly. Thing that you can do is try to manage your cortisol levels and how much chronic stress you have in your life, because stress can lead to overeating of sugar in several ways. One, emotional stress, as you know, often leads to emotional eating, and we've all been there. Second, chronic stress can deplete your nutrient stores, leading to food cravings. And then third, stress can negatively impact your gut microbiome, which will then fuel your sugar craving cycle. So just finding little things throughout your day to lower cortisol levels, and that way you won't have to battle sugar cravings as much. Fifth one is being mindful of artificial sweeteners. Many times people try to remove sugar and they go really hard with artificial sweeteners in bars and protein powders and drinks. Even all the new gut healthy drinks on the market are using artificial sweeteners. But artificial sweeteners can actually impact your microbiome and cause even more sugar cravings. They also impact your insulin levels, which can cause more sugar cravings. So if you are using artificial sweeteners, use ones like monk fruit or stevia, but also watch the amounts that you're having. You know, you really don't want to have too much, because then you really will see changes in insulin, and that can lead to more sugar cravings after consuming these artificial sweeteners. The last, but definitely not least, is working on your gut health, because that is one of the biggest reasons for sugar cravings. And that's because an imbalanced gut microbiome, or having more bad bacteria than good bacteria, can cause sugar cravings. These bad bacteria feed on more sugar and can just lead you to think that you need more sugar, when in reality, it's really just your bacteria. So this promotes this vicious cycle. And that's why focusing on gut health and correcting any bacterial imbalances is often necessary to nix your sugar cravings without having to struggle so much. I see so many people focusing on blood sugar, which of course is so important, but sometimes just eliminating carbs is just a band-aid. If your gut is out of whack, you'll just have to keep eliminating and eliminating and lowering your carbs and just being more strict and strict, and it's just exhausting. Looking under the hood, into the root cause, seeing what's going on with your gut can often really lead to so much more success when it comes to improving your relationship with sugar, how sugar makes you feel, and all of that. So you really want to do whatever you can to increase the good bacteria in your gut, and then that will naturally crowd out the bad bacteria, the more inflammatory bacteria, the ones that crave sugar and just make you not feel like your best. And you don't have to go on any sort of crazy candida cleanse, because those many times don't work. And the goal is not to kill the bad ones. It's more to increase the good ones, and then they will do the work for you. Okay, so I think that's it. Those were the main reasons that I see, and kind of like the main things that you can do to help tackle any sugar cravings. So that's having more protein in the morning. Make sure that you're really eating enough nourishing foods, that you're getting enough nutrients, that you're managing chronic stress, that you're choosing the right sweeteners, and that you work on your gut, because working on your gut really is the long-term solution for it. And again, this is when it comes to eliminating sugar and it comes to the whole pre-summer and spring reset, I think that you have to know what kind of person you are. And if you're someone that does benefit from like cutting sugar for a week and kind of resetting your system, and that will help you, then go for it. I do agree that that can be helpful. But if you know yourself and you know that you're somebody that if you eliminate something completely, you're going to obsess over it and then binge on it, that's obviously not going to be productive. So just because everything on Instagram is telling you to do a cleanse, you probably know best that that's not for you. So just a reminder to choose whatever is good for your body and your brain, because you 100% do not have to eliminate sugar completely to be healthy.